This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
North Korea launched two short-range ballistic missiles off its east coast on Thursday in its first significant provocation against the United States under President Biden. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga of Japan was the first regional leader to announce that North Korea had resumed testing ballistic missiles in violation of United Nations resolutions. A very partisan debate has kicked off in the Senate over the House-passed For the People Act. On Wednesday, the Senate Rules and Administration Committee started examining the sweeping election reform bill, which passed through the House with absolutely no Republican support. Democrats are claiming the bill would increase citizens' ability to vote in elections. Republicans say election rules and laws are meant to be governed on the local level, and this legislation would be a federal takeover of the election process. Brazil hit 300,000 deaths from the coronavirus on Wednesday, becoming the second country behind the United States to see that many deaths from the pandemic. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Suez Canal in Egypt remains blocked by a ship. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
One of the world's busiest trade routes remains blocked after an enormous container ship ran aground on Tuesday. The Panama-flagged Ever Given is nearly a quarter of a mile long and weighs 200,000 tons. Officials believe the ship became wedged in the canal after losing control due to strong winds from a sandstorm. The blockage could have an effect on world shipping, as canal officials say it could take several days to restore the flow of traffic at the canal once the Ever Given is cleared.
The Suez Canal is an artificial sea-level waterway in Egypt connecting the Mediterranean Sea to the Red Sea. It is 120 miles long. For the first time in 50 years, NASCAR Cup Series will feature a dirt race. The Food City Dirt Race will take place Sunday at the Bristol Motor Speedway in Bristol, Tennessee. The green flag drops at 3:30 p.m. Eastern and can be seen on Fox TV. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
As the United States faces an unprecedented humanitarian crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, the Biden administration insists the previous administration caused the invasion of immigrants. Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas reminds Americans President Biden's actions is why we're at this crisis level.
Dismantle. That's the word they always use, that Donald Trump had dismantled the immigration system. That's simply false. Joe Biden is the one that dismantled the highly effective policies that created this crisis. There are three of those policies in particular. One was the public health exclusion order that said in the middle of a pandemic, we're not going to let people enter our country. Joe Biden created an exception for minors, and guess what? We have a lot of minors at our border now. Second was the so-called remain in Mexico policy. If you got to our border and you had an asylum claim, you had to remain in Mexico. You didn't just get released from the country on your own recognizance and hope that you returned to your hearing 18 months from now. And third was the so-called safe third country agreement, especially with Guatemala. If you left your country and you're seeking asylum, you have to seek asylum in the first country through which you pass, oftentimes Guatemala. Those three policies had effectively closed our border last year. Joe Biden eliminated them, and we have the Biden border crisis now.
Senator Tom Cotton on Fox News. In his military days, Senator Cotton was deployed to Baghdad as part of Operation Iraqi Freedom. As a platoon leader with the 101st Airborne Division in Iraq, he led a 41-man air assault infantry platoon in the 506th Infantry Regiment. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, it's almost the harder you try, the more difficult it becomes and seemingly impossible. And you keep thinking, well, sooner or later, all this negativity and all this stinking thinking, as Zig Ziglar used to refer to it, you know, would run its course. But it just seems that it's endless at this point. But let me tell you, I'm hopeful that the betters of our society will rise up and finally say enough of all this negativity, this jumping to conclusion, this abandonment of law and order and due process. The former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator Horace Cooper, joins us now. Horace, how you doing?
Good morning. It's great to be on the program.
Well, as always, excellent. Great to have you here. You know, boy, I'll tell you, this obliteration of due process and these false narratives that fly out so quickly that we saw this past week, in the past 2 weeks, I mean, after the shooting there in Boulder at the King Soopers grocery store, 10 people were murdered, as you know, including a courageous police officer who ran in the store attempting to save lives. Officer Eric Talley leaves behind a wife and 7 children, reports Gary Bauer. He's a reminder, as he says, what we owe the brave men and women of law enforcement. Does anyone still want to defund police now, right?
Well, this is a telling legacy of the consequences. The FBI and the Department of Justice are now reporting that we are seeing the highest murder rates in our cities since the 1990s. This is an elevation. When they are done, and they will announce an official number on May 1st, for 2020, we are looking at exactly what a former FBI assistant director called the Ferguson effect, the idea of pushing back against law enforcement, denigrating the sacrifices that those people make, and spending time creating race divisions rather than holding criminals accountable. This is that legacy.
Yes. Well, and look how quickly they jumped, Horace. I mean, the immediate scenario from, you know, some of these people that should know better, they're in positions of responsibility. I mean, they immediately said that, here it is, another white man engaged in mass violence.
Yeah, I mean, it is unbelievable. As I said on Fox News, the story was just too good not to be true.
Mm-hmm.
If we have a shooting take place and a number of Asians die, we have to assume that the person who did it was motivated by racial animus against Asians.
Yes.
If we have a shooting incident in Colorado, we have to assume that the person who did it, before we know anything else, white male. People in tweet out statements making it very clear. The point is that actually evil and wicked people commit crimes. Some of them may have mental defects, but evil and wicked people commit crimes, and the purpose and legitimate use of civil government is to punish those. I would tell you that the lion's share of Americans don't desire to rape, rob, or engage in mayhem. Some smaller percentage do, but accountability even stops the overwhelming of those little smaller group, and the few that can't be stopped, then we absolutely need to use the full force of government to grab those people and hold them responsible. But we've undergone a dialogue that said exactly the opposite. It's not your fault. It's systemic racism. And look around and you'll see that the real threat and the real danger looks like a white man.
Yeah. Well, look at Hamal Javeri. I mean, she's USA Today's race and inclusion editor. I mean, you now have to have a race and inclusion editor. This is what this has all come down to, right? And what does she say? But she says probably one of the most racist things that you could say, that if anybody on the other side, so to speak, because we're talking sides here, happened to say something like this, I mean, there'd be, you know, she'd be shouted down, canceled for racism. When she, you know, posted, it's always an angry white man, always. Now, that would not fly on the other side. But right now, because the narratives are false and very loose, and especially when, you know, the left is in control of the narrative, they get away with this kind of bigotry. And they don't even see, Horace, they don't see how they're adding to the problem. They're not solving the problem. They're only inflaming it all the more.
During Jim Crow, during the heyday of the race separatists, when they ran supreme, they had Woodrow Wilson as president, they had the number of governors across the state. They told a lie, and that lie included this idea that if you were happily living your life in your home, be fearful a marauding group of angry black men might be coming in to attack your daughter, your wife, steal your property. Here's what the actual statistics showed. Up until the 1950s, if you start at 1900 and go to 1950, the least likely characteristic of a person to be in federal prison was that they were a black male.
Right.
That meant statistics said no. Those are not the people who are threatening you. Guess what? In the 21st century, we are now able to look at the data, and yet again, if you're trying to tell me that white men are the biggest threat to your community, your society, our federal prison records belie that information and tell us that they are not the most likely. In fact, they're either number two or number three ranking, depending on how people do the counting, in terms of people who are behind bars. Yet, we have the new segregationists who go around lying to the public. This is a pattern that the race separatists of the 20th century and now the 21st century, remarkably of the same party, is a tactic they've undertaken.
Yeah, because they're really experts at it. I mean, they've got it down to a fine art, and especially supported and getting cover by the free and fair media, supposedly. Boy, another tweet here to note from a prominent progressive is none other than the vice president's niece, Mina Harris. She tweeted, "The Atlanta shooting was not even a week ago. Violent white men are the greatest terrorist threat to our country." It never ends, Horace.
Never
Horace Cooper.
That's right.
Yep. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Horace Cooper, the former constitutional law professor and recognized legal commentator, right after this.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. Thailand has done well in avoiding the impact of the COVID-19 health crisis, but they're still suffering uncertainty. It's just one of the many countries experiencing the financial ramifications of fewer foreign visitors and lost tourism income. Through radio broadcasts and media players, the Tide Ministry is bringing hope to Thai listeners who feel unsafe and afraid because their economy is collapsing. As Christians, we have the assurance that comes through our hope in Jesus, and it's our responsibility to encourage others to put their hope in Christ. Thailand is one of multiple countries on three continents where the Tide Ministry broadcasts gospel programming. Our daily Bible studies and sermons air in 30 local languages across multiple regions around the globe. And you can learn more about how the Tide Ministry is encouraging listeners throughout the COVID-19 pandemic by visiting thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Kind of a haunting song here. It just kind of reminds us that taxes, they are coming. Because once the government opens up the vault, and it's interesting how this works out. They send a couple of crumbs to the minions. You know, let's give them cake and see if we can keep them quiet down. We'll give them a $1,400 paycheck. But then you've got 90%, 91% of the almost $2 trillion that's handed out is given to all their cronies to pay back all their political favors and everything. And then, as if that's not enough insult to it all, Horace Cooper, they say, hey, we have to pay for it. That means the minions that we gave a little bit of cake crumbs to, they've got to pay the taxes, right? Well, we love this country.
Well, if you recall, it was Vice President Biden that said that it was patriotic to pay your taxes. After Mr. Obama ran for office promising that if you made less than $200,000, you would not pay one thin dime in taxes.
Right.
And it turned out he was right. You wouldn't pay one thin dime, but you would pay thousands of dollars. There were cigarette taxes that were hiked. There were medical device taxes that were hiked. There were travel and other excise taxes that were hiked. Scores and scores and scores of taxes went up during the Obama administration after he campaigned on promising that your taxes wouldn't go up. Now, Mr. Biden claimed that if you made less than $400,000, well, they've now cut that in half. Mm-hmm. But what we're looking at is what I would like, if we had a working media, the Associated Press, to tell us the lie of the year for 2020 was Joe Biden's pledge that your taxes would not go up unless you made more than $400,000. The lie of the year was Obama's at the time, which was that if you like your doctor, you can keep it. If you like your plan, you can keep it. They said they were lying then. They knew they were lying. Well, let's hear what they say about Joe Biden.
Well, for some reason, they can't seem to hold any of the liars accountable. So let's not hold our breath. Well, you know, getting back to, you know, just putting a ribbon around this this racism narrative that's flying around regarding Mina Harris, the vice president's niece. You know, when she got called out for her statement that violent white men are the greatest terrorist threat to our country, she later explained, but didn't apologize, according to Gary Bauer, that she made an assumption based on the fact. I mean, this is interesting. You have assumption and fact said together. I find the wordsmithing quite curious and convenient, but that's what narratives do, and this is what people who want cover do. So they use assumption and fact in the same sentence. The fact that the majority of mass shootings in the U.S. are carried out by white men. Do we know that to be a fact?
So we don't know that to be a fact, but here's what we do know. The left has been using this idea of disparity, and they say that if you are 10% of the population, 30% of the population, or whatever your percentage is, if some activity occurs where those numbers don't line up, that's a curious racial disparity. We're looking at, with black men representing only less than 7% of the American population, we're looking at 16 to 40-year-old men who happen to be black doing about 8 times the amount of raping, robbing, and mayhem as they represent in the population at large. Mm-hmm. If we followed the progressives, we would argue that that's proof of a racialized attack.
Exactly.
That's proof of a war on Americans by these individuals. The single largest group, almost all crimes, the majority of them are committed by people of the same race. When you're talking about rape, when you're talking about murder, even home invasions. But when you ask who does the most of the crimes that are committed when the two races are not, black men are at the top of this list. So if she wanted to work with facts, and I'm talking about the Department of Justice, not just under Trump, but also under 8 years of Obama, also under 8 years of George W. Bush, also under 8 years of Bill Clinton, going all the way back to George Herbert Walker Bush, this is what the evidence actually shows. That is the reason why a disproportionate number of black American men American men are, in fact, engaging in the crimes. Black Lives Matter says let's ignore that reality, and you have policies coming forward that are allowing these numbers to expand as the message goes out, don't hold people who rape, rob, or commit mayhem accountable because of their race.
How threatened are you, Horace, when you make, you know, when you present the facts like this? Because I know even in my realm, in my genre, when I challenge, you know, Hispanic narratives, boy, I get the heat on me. And you lay it out, you know, so reasonably and with evidence. I imagine there are some on the left that come after you in such a big way.
Media Matters have a full, probably a dedicated researcher associated with me. The problem is, I rely on facts.
Right.
I am not arguing that any particular group ought to be targeted on the basis of their race. I am saying that if we use the progressives' approach, that disparity alone raises the issue, the disparity overwhelmingly points toward the actual number of criminal doers.
Exactly.
And black men between the ages of 16 and 40 are overwhelmingly overrepresented in this category.
Yeah.
If we want that problem to metastasize, we need to avoid holding people accountable. If
right.
we want that problem to attenuate, we need to make sure that every person who rapes and robs is actually punished for doing so.
And maybe we should have the discussion of why that number. We can't do it this morning. We only got a couple of minutes left, but that's for another day, Horace, because boy, you laid this out in such a way. I mean, that's what begs the next question, is why these numbers? Why is it that young black males or males from 16 to 65 are, you know, perpetrating, you know, this kind of violence? You know, what is going on? That's maybe a psychological question and a sociological one to ask. But with a minute and a half left here, I did want to address what you wrote about regarding the Floyd trial in Minneapolis. I mean, the mob influence is, without a doubt, is threatening a fair trial here.
So black Americans, white Americans and brown Americans need to understand something. If you let the choice of who is going to be prosecuted and how they're going to be prosecuted be based on what is popular or unpopular, all of us are at risk. The history of crowds protesting and resulting in decisions for prosecutions does not look pretty. You can go back to what happened in Wilmington, North Carolina in 1898, which the historians called a race riot, but later we would find out paid agitators had come in.
Right.
A number of other places, similar things happened. It's not good for America, and we're seeing it now in Minneapolis.
What's the projection? Is it likely to happen again?
We're seeing a juror pool that is being told that $27 million has been paid. It's your job to make sure that $27 million is justified. If you don't, the rioting will be of a level we've never seen before. That's not justice. That's the kind of thing that could come soon to a neighborhood near you.
He's the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, Horace Cooper. Thank you, Horace. Take care. Have a good day.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed to 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
North Korea launched two short-range ballistic missiles off its east coast on Thursday in its first significant provocation against the United States under President Biden. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga of Japan was the first regional leader to announce that North Korea had resumed testing ballistic missiles in violation of United Nations resolutions. A very partisan debate has kicked off in the Senate over the House-passed For the People Act. On Wednesday, the Senate Rules and Administration Committee started examining the sweeping election reform bill, which passed through the House with absolutely no Republican support. Democrats are claiming the bill would increase citizens' ability to vote in elections. Republicans say election rules and laws are meant to be governed on the local level, and this legislation would be a federal takeover of the election process. Brazil hit 300,000 deaths from the coronavirus on Wednesday, becoming the second country behind the United States to see that many deaths from the pandemic. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Hey, welcome back. Bill Martinez here. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, we're going to be joining my good buddy Jeff Cruer, none other than the Cajun Crusher. He's on his local radio station, WGSO 990 AM in Louisiana. So it's going to be great to get caught up with him. It's been a while since we've been able to connect. And as you know, when we come together in this particular segment, we're simulcasting our shows together. It's good fun. You know, we're talking to each other's audience, and this is a great opportunity. Jeff, I believe, has written an insightful column regarding Dr. Fauci. And the question is, you know, the people are starting to have is, well, wait a minute, we're paying him a lot of money. Did you realize he makes more money than the president of the United States? He's the highest paid public official on the government payroll. And some people thought for a long time that he wasn't even a government official. In fact, he is, and he makes $400,000 plus. I think he made about $420,000 now, so more than the president of the United States. And the question is, hey, is he worth it? As we're connecting with Jeff, are we just about connected with him right now? Okay, well, I guess we're getting ready to join up here, and we'll bring Jeff on.
To join Bill Martinez and his great program and go nationwide with Bill right here on Ringside. And Bill, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear there, Jeff. Hey, buddy, I was just bragging on you. I appreciate what you had to say about Dr. Fauci, and you left the question, you know, is he worth all the money the American people are paying him?
You know, he's the highest paid person in the federal government, and we've got millions of employees in the federal government, and I think he is overpaid tremendously. I think the guy has been a disaster. I think it's a shame he has been sort of the point person on this, and the more I investigate his background, the more questions I uncover. And I just think he has led us astray here from the very beginning, and he's also flip-flopped. flip-flopped on so many different things as regards to dealing with COVID, Bill.
Well, my biggest issue, I've said from day one, is remember against Barack Obama's suggestion and directive, he went ahead and deposited $3 million into that Wuhan laboratory and the construction of it. He had a team there of his own men, and maybe might have been a woman or two there, but I think it was mostly men, that were there advising the communist Chinese on this laboratory. This was an experimental laboratory. They were there for 18 months, Jeff. And the takeaway, they came back early, said, hey, we're out of here. These guys are a bunch of cowboys. There's going to be a problem here. So he had a heads up that there was potential problem with Wuhan to begin with. And what did he tell the American people? What did he tell the WHO? Certainly, you know, his deal was, man, he was just, you know, clean. He had no involvement, that sort of thing. And we had to do a deep dive to discover this. I mean, this guy's the furthest thing from transparent you can think of.
Yeah, and now Judicial Watch just obtained emails showing that Fauci's NIH accommodated China's terms for confidentiality surrounding COVID back in February of last year. So we're digging and finding out more and more about what Dr. Fauci did in the beginning of this. Mm-hmm. And we know he changed his tune completely about masks and many other things. And, you know, I thought Rand Paul did a great job of exposing the hypocrisy in a great takedown last week in the Senate. And I think Fauci did not do a very good job of responding to Senator Paul. And I think he was exposed big time, Bill.
Well, without a doubt. And the ironic thing of all this, Jeff, is here's a guy who supposedly, you know, stands on the facts and stands on the science. And he had no foundation. That was the thing that became so obvious in the questioning by Rand Paul, wasn't it?
I know, because what Rand Paul said was, you know, if you've been vaccinated, there's almost 0% chance that you're going to get COVID. But Dr. Fauci continues to parade around with two masks. And he said, hey, if you want to give people an incentive to go get vaccinated, tell them that they can get vaccinated and won't have to wear the mask again.
Right.
That'll be a great way to get them to get the vaccine.
Exactly.
Fauci just said, I disagree with you because he's worried about the variants. And he just wants people masked up and under government control for who knows how long, Bill.
Well, yeah, that seems to be the objective here, that it's really not about liberating the people and getting them back to work. Mm-hmm. It's keeping the thumb of the federal government on their throats. And, and the thing is about this, Jeff, is that they've been rather irritated by Donald Trump, because Donald Trump exposed them big time on this whole ruse and told them from the beginning, do not let the solution be worse than the disease.
Right.
And this is exactly where we are right now. And any time there's any pushback or any, you know, if they're backed in a corner and they're caught like this, then what do? They default to attacking Donald Trump. And Donald Trump's been more right than wrong on this deal. And he's not even a scientist.
No, he just has good common sense, and he understood what we were facing, and he understood that if the lockdown continued, it was going to cause more problems in COVID. And, you know, we've seen the data here in Jefferson Parish, drug overdoses up big time.
Mm-hmm.
They're blaming the lockdown, 22 million job losses across the country. We've seen other states that have effectively opened up again, Texas and Florida. We haven't done it in Louisiana, Bill. Many other states haven't done it. We've got to do it.
Yes, exactly.
That this morning, Bill, 40% of our children still aren't back in the classroom. I mean, that's outrageous.
No, the damage that's being done to the kids on so many levels. You mentioned suicide rate. Look at the suicide rate in a particular age group. You know, these teens, they're being greatly impacted by this. You know, we got drug usage up. And then, oh, yeah, by the way, in the midst of all this, let's open up the border and let's send more infected people, you know, into the interior. And as if not the interior enough, hey, let's fly them up to our northern border, right? And so the Canadians are going, wait, what the heck's going on with you knuckleheads? You take away the Keystone XL pipeline and then you start sending contagions up to our border. Man, we love America.
I know, and all throughout the country, I mean, people are wondering, how are we going to deal with this when you've got people that are being released into the country? There's no incentive for them to go back to any kind of a court date. Many of them are being released without a
court date. Exactly.
Yeah. And released with COVID, and it's just, but they're also getting their checks. So, Bill, let's not forget, they're getting their money.
Right.
So, we're giving them a stimulus payment, and, we're not giving it to, a lot of hardworking Americans that don't qualify, quote, financially, because they make too much money. But we're giving it to illegals and prisoners and a lot of other folks. So,
well, of course, and bureaucrats. I mean, look at the deal they carved out for the special bureaucrats. I mean, here it is. You know, $1,400. You're lucky to get one check if you make under $80,000 a year. But the bureaucrats who make federal employees there make six figures solidly. They get, 14, 15 days of $1,400 paychecks in order to stay home with their kids. Cause, you know, they've had to stay home with their kids. Like as if what? The everyday people, the everyday taxpayer has not had to stay home with their kids? I mean, the hypocrisy. This is so appalling. If people don't revolt, you know, this is amazing.
How many government bureaucrats and politicians had to go with that pay like the private sector has, like so many Americans had who were thrown out of work and locked down and their businesses shut down? How many bureaucrats and politicians suffered like average Americans had to during this lockdown, Bill?
Oh, no, they're just like Obamacare. You know, they carved out a special deal for themselves. If they were experiencing the same pain as the rest of us, Jeff, we'd be hitting some solutions pretty quick. You know, America would be open for business lickety-split. But, you know, as if that's not enough, here they are. Oh, they're so generous. They're just a big favor. They give us, you know, $2 trillion at 91% of it has nothing to do with COVID. It has to do with all these crony paybacks to these blue states that have been so ineffectively run. But, you know, hey, it's our privilege to heal them and pay for their problems, right?
And one of them right here in New Orleans, maybe the most incompetent mayor in the country, just got a $375 million gift from this COVID relief package as she's destroyed the economy of the city. And all these other blue mayors and governors have done a horrible job, and they're getting this bonus, this massive windfall. That's outrageous, Bill.
Yeah, and they're healing all these union, you know, pension problems that they've had. It's endless, Jeff. And we the people have got to, we've got to revolt. We've got to take a stand and say no more. Jeff Cruer, from Louisiana, the Cajun Crushers.
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Shop 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory. Get 60% off select jeans and dresses. Shop the sale through March 28th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hey, James, that order just doubled. We've got to move fast here.
Indeed, most unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Somebody pick up that phone.
Like at Lucas Gourmet Frozen Pizza Company, to operate at scale, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Okay, the left is running amok when it comes to our Second Amendment right. Want to take away our guns. They want to do away with law and order. Somehow, like, that's the solution when things have, run more amok. And what's been happening, I mean, when you look at the genesis of all this, it's when America decided to see things according to their own eyes and turn their back on the moral foundations and the elements of our U.S. Constitution that are absolutely critical. And then they wonder why we have such chaos running rampant on the streets. And, of course, with these recent incidents, the president said that he would act immediately, perhaps through executive action, to restrict your rights to defend your family. And Senate liberals once again threatened to change Senate rules in order to ram through more limits to our Second Amendment rights. I don't know about you, but it's kind of sickening when you have people with their bodyguards around them telling everybody else that they should be without any defense themselves. Hypocrisy to whole new levels. With us right now to talk more about this is Lance LaRusso, a leading attorney, former law enforcement officer, author of the books Hunting of Men, Peacemaking, and When Cops Kill. Lance, welcome back. Always good to have you with us, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, let's bring some balance to this, okay? Can we have some reason into this mix of insane porridge that the people are being fed and by a reactive president who, hey, look, he told us during the primaries, he said it during the general election, that in fact they were coming after our guns. So he's not lying there.
You know, the bottom line, law enforcement has known for a long time that the evil to be remedied, the problem that threatens people every day, is a maligned heart. And in 2014, we had a high school student stab 22 people. Law enforcement officers respond to these situations all too often. We saw in Boulder officers responding and putting their lives at risk. The problem is not the possession of firearms. We've seen that over and over again. The problem is the fact that we have dangerous people in society who are willing to do harm. Mm-hmm. The other danger right now is we have people banning what's so-called warrior mentality and warrior training, and warriors are what kept more people from being killed in Boulder. So we see these efforts to control law enforcement and control what people think is going to solve the problem. And I don't have a lot of respect from people who do that behind access control, magnetometers, and armed security.
Exactly. Well, you know, the question bears to be asked is that had people there in Boulder had guns, do you think they would have used those guns to defend themselves?
I think they clearly would. I think they would have done anything they could to defend themselves, and I think they would have done anything that they felt would have protected themselves from leaving, which is probably a good strategy for most people. There's a great video called Run, Hide, Fight put out by the Department of Homeland Security. But I think that there clearly, if you look at just statistically, there were people who were in that building who were either former military, former law enforcement, active law enforcement, or just target shooters and people who were trained who could have made a difference and not led this to be the ultimate slaughter that it was.
Exactly. And yet the left would want us to believe that if everybody, I mean, if we took away everybody's guns, that this wouldn't happen any longer. Well, of course, we know differently. I mean, just even by that stupid sign that is being put out in some of these businesses, Lance, you and I talked about this, you know, no gun zones. Are you kidding me? I mean, this is what happened in Aurora, Colorado at the theater. You know, the perpetrator said, hey, I'm not going to go where, you know, guns are there and that people can conceal carry. He particularly picked out a theater that didn't have it. And I'm not even, I'm trying to remember if they did, in fact, have a sign, because I know in some theaters they have signs up there, guns not allowed. And I remember in Florida talking to one of the managers. I said, do you realize what you've done by having these signs up there? And they had no clue whatsoever. I said, this is a clear imitation to, with people, the bad people with a gun to come in and just have their way with your customers.
Well, you're absolutely right. The theater in Aurora, Colorado did have a no gun sign, and my understanding is it's one of few in the area that had it. But we know that people who have an evil intent and a maligned heart will seek out locations that are easier or, quote, softer targets, and we've seen that with schools. We've also seen, I've been an active shooter instructor for over 10 years, and the bottom line is we know that these incidents end one of three ways. Either the subject takes their own life, mm-hmm. they're stopped by a law enforcement officer, or they're stopped by a private citizen. And the notion that you're going to do something by regulating firearms, and quite frankly, all of the proposed regulations were in place in Colorado, when you're, notion you're going to stop and take the inanimate object out of the mix and stop the evil is just nonsensical.
Yeah, and you pointed out twice now, it's about an evil heart. And what are we doing, you know, within our culture, with the narrative that's out there, other things that are contributing, statements like, let's get rid of the police, let's blame the police for all these shootings and yada, 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 the whole deal. I mean, again, these false narratives. And then you get irresponsible statements from, you know, progressives on the left that are in noted positions, but yet they don't get canceled. You know, Facebook doesn't take them off. They let them have a freewheeling space to say, well, it's those white people again. You know, they're the ones that, you know, that are the mass murderers, these angry white people, right?
Well, the words matter, Bill. And, you know, one of the things that's extremely disturbing to me is we heard very recently someone attacked unfairly for supposedly sympathizing with the motives of a person and the words of a person who committed a mass murder in Georgia. And now all we read about this individual in Boulder, Colorado, is how he was bullied.
Yes.
I think most people listening to this story have been bullied. Most people that in walking around in society have been bullied at some point. Mm-hmm. We need to stop making excuses and just recognize this person had an evil heart. He is a mass murderer. And the bottom line is there's nothing you're going to do to change that. And if he had walked in there with a knife, it wouldn't have made anything any different, and he would have been just as lethal.
Exactly. And this is, again, the stuff that gets lost in the narrative is that from the history of man, they've always found a way, man has found a way, because of the evil that resides in their heart, to do damage and to commit murder.
Well, and we hear this all the time about school kids, and we say, well, you know, if they didn't have access to a firearm, there wouldn't be a school shooting. I'm more concerned that a 13- or 14-year-old has the conviction in their heart to take a life.
Yes.
And we've seen this over and over again, and nobody seems to be working on that. We seem to be controlling all of these different things about law enforcement, but we're not looking at the root causes of crime. We're not looking at the fact that, you know, in communities where law enforcement officers are investigating homicides, they're being called there because people want help. They're patrolling these communities not so they can write more tickets. They're being patrolling these communities because they're being called there on 911. They're trying to keep kids out of gangs. And for the folks that are complaining about law enforcement, if you want to impress me in your city, instead of defunding law enforcement, remove your line item budget for traffic fines and how much revenue you're going to get for the actions of a police officer writing a ticket, as opposed to the work that they're doing, the good work they're doing every day as community officers.
Lance, we're back to broken windows again, aren't we? You've got to manage the little things, and they'll take care of the big things. You abandon these little things, you get casual about it. Just like you said, if we're not going to be vigilant and we're not going to be focused on the objective here of keeping our community safe, then we're going to step over these seemingly minor issues and in the process accommodate these bigger threats.
Well, we've seen people just flat say we need to do away with the broken windows theory. You know, the bottom line is we did that. It was called the 1960s. Mm-hmm. There were 160 direct domestic bombings in the 1960s. You had situations with people being attacked on the street. I grew up in the New York City of the 60s and 70s. It was a violent, violent time. You couldn't even walk the streets. You definitely couldn't ride a subway. Wow. And that type of proactive enforcement, that type of proactive police presence is exactly what made that city more hospitable for law-abiding people. That's what keeps people being able to wait on a bus stop to go to school and people being able to walk back and forth to the grocery store, especially in impoverished areas where they don't have vehicles. They walking around, and they're more vulnerable than the average person. And the bottom line is this is the much maligned blue line that we talk about, that people are talking about. The bottom line, that blue line flag stands for the line between order and anarchy, and law enforcement is standing fast in that line, but I'll tell you right now, there's a lot of them that are leaving the profession because they're
just
tired of it.
Yeah, exactly. And look at the suicide rate that's happening amongst them because they're so frustrated, and you can't blame them. It breaks your heart to see that our society has degraded to this level, and in spite of the empirical evidence, I mean, here we are, we're so sensitive about numbers and looking at the science and everything, and Lance, the empirical evidence is clear that when we honor the law, order comes along. You cannot have one without the other, can you?
No, and we talk about this in Blue News, and as you know, all the profits from that book go to law enforcement charities. To date, we've donated about $35,000. We talk about law enforcement telling their own story. For instance, we talk about this guy in Boulder, they're saying he had mental health issues, and we criticize law enforcement officers about the way they respond to mental health calls. There's a reason they're responding, because people keep calling them. And they keep calling them because thousands of times a day they do an incredible job handling these calls as professionals.
And I think that's the overlooked point there, and I'm glad you brought that up, Lance, is that for everyone that we hear about in the news, how many hundreds and thousands of other cases are handled seamlessly, by the men, the women in blue who are watching out for us and for our communities?
They're putting their lives in danger, and Officer Eric Talley put the lives and future of his seven children hold so he could respond to strangers. And as for systemic racism, I don't hear any race radio traffic of him asking for the race of the people that were running for their lives before he drove into that parking lot.
Excellent point. Lance LaRusso, leading attorney, former law enforcement officer, author of the books Hunting of Men, Peacekeeping, and When Cops Kill. Lance, as always, appreciate the time. Take care.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.